This week we learn about the epic showdown of Yehuda and Yosef, the beginning of Parshas Vayigash. This showdown, according to the Medrash Rabbah, is a showdown of Malachim. Ki hine ha-malachim noadu avru yachdav. It's two kings, two forces that are opposing each other. What are these forces? It's fascinating to even dig a little bit further in terms of these kings, these forces, these attitudes, that Yosef, he's the king, he's static, he has all the power. Yehuda, at the end of last week's parasha, in Parashas Vayigash, was begging, he was pleading, Manadabru Manit Tzadok. And yet, in this week's parasha, Vayigash Elav Yehuda, he's bold, he's decisive, he's in your face. So how does this transformation take place between the end of last week's parasha and the beginning of this week's parasha? It's actually only a few psukim apart. The last issue to think about is the fact that the Medrash associates Vayigash Elav Yehuda with tefillah. And so how do we understand tefillah as part of this showdown? So in the early 30s, in the late 20s, the Helege Pia Satzner, Zeche Tzadik Lev Kodesh Levracha, Zchus Yagon Aleinu Hashem Yikom Domo, Reb Klonibus Kalman, he delivered drushas, Shabbos drushas, that were published and republished recently called Derech HaMelech. And here, he talks about the transformation and the power of the person of growth of the Baal Tshuva. Yosef we associate with Tzadik Yesod Olam. Yosef is the, in a certain sense, the perfect tzaddik. He doesn't fall in with Eishes Potiphar. He takes the high road. Yehuda, on the other hand, Vayered Yehuda. Yehuda has slips and falls and struggles. So Yehuda is the quintessential Baal Tshuva. Says the Holy Pia Setzner that the Baal Tshuva, the koach of Yehuda, has a special siyata d'shmaya, has a special koach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu steps in, specifically because when the person, after we struggle, the person has self-doubt. We question ourselves. We feel down. We feel weak. Manadaber manadstadak. We have nothing to show for ourselves. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Dafka, and Rav Kook talks about this in the Oros HaTshuva, it's not despite, but it's Dafka because we recognize that we feel far from Hashem and we want to do better. We want to accomplish more. We want to aspire to higher and greater. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us special siyata d'shmaya and gives us additional koach. So Yehuda, feeling low at the end of last week's parasha, feeling down, gets special siyata d'shmaya, and he steps up to the plate. So the confrontation in the beginning of the parasha, this confrontation, the malachim are the malachim of the tzaddik versus the Baal Tshuva. And ultimately, v'lo yochol Yosef lehisapek, Yosef cannot withstand the power and the intensity and the siyata d'shmaya of the Baal Tshuva. B'makom shebali tshuva omdim tzadik migemurim einim yecholim lamod. It's such an incredibly powerful message for us, for those of us who on a day-to-day basis we're reaching higher, but sometimes we're stumbling and falling down. To realize that when we feel that distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we're self-aware of our spiritual lacunae, that actually is the source of strength, of siyata d'shmaya, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us and be mischazek for the next time, vayagesh elav Yehuda. And maybe that's the context of tefillah to think about here, that what Yehuda is doing is Vayagish Elav Yehuda. Of course, he's confronting Yosef al Pipshat, but he's confronting Yosef with the tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us to take that next step, to pick ourselves up and to grow from, you know, the struggles that we may have had yesterday. So as we go through our journeys, to realize that we have that koach of Yehuda, that we can continue to pick ourselves up and have that siyata and d'shmaya and overcome. Hope you're doing well. Have a great day. Bye-bye.